single ladies who's climbing the Billboard Pop Singles chart. It's at number 28 with a bullet. But let's move farther up that chart for our next story. Something pretty noteworthy is happening up at the top. The number one song in the land right now is by hip-hop artist T.I. It's called Live Your Life. T.I. also holds the number two spot with a song called Whatever You Like. The same artist, number one and number two on the Hot 100. T.I.'s in pretty rare company there. The Beatles did it in 1964. As a matter of fact, there was one week where they held down the top five spots. That's so money. Money got mommy love. Okay, it's so love. Whatever. At the height of the disco craze, the Bee Gees were number one and number two with Night Fever and that other song that just wouldn't die. Yeah, that one. After the Bee Gees, though, it took 24 years for another artist to claim the top two spots on the Billboard Hot 100. I said, it's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot, I wanna take my clothes off. That's Nelly with a tasteful little number called Hot in Here. He'd follow that with the song Dilemma. That was in 2002. Since then, holding the top two spots has become almost common. Outkast did it, then Mariah Carey, then Akon, and now T.I. We're not even counting the times performers appear on other people's records. So why does it happen all the time now? We ask Silvio Pietro Luongo. He manages the charts for Billboard magazine.
Back when 45 singles were the mode of purchasing choice, record labels really released one song physically, you know, every few months. What's happened since then with the advent of digital downloads, the consumer has the choice to purchase any song from an album. So you're seeing really superstar-type artists have more than one song selling extremely well, and it brings those songs to the top of the chart and leaves them there for a little bit longer at times.
Plus, about a decade ago, Billboard changed the way it counts radio airplay. Before, it only used Top 40 radio to figure out the pop chart. Now it measures all radio stations, and that makes it easier to deliver the 1-2 punch. So does all this take the luster off T.I.'s achievement?
It's still very rare. I mean, you know, the last time it happened was 2 years ago, so it's not happening every week. It's certainly an impressive feat, and you know, all the artists and songs in question, I think, are still going to remain popular for years to come.
That's Silvio Pietro Luongo of Billboard magazine. Anytime you want to pick up the telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home drop business, I swear. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell them all the broke joker, be quiet. Stacks on me. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News, directed by Petra Mayer and produced by Tina Tennyson, Kate Davidson, Phil Harrell, Zoe Chase, and Travis Larchuk. The engineers are Neil Ellis, Andy Rosenberg, and Dennis Nielsen. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, and our senior producer is Alice Winkler. Rick Holter is our supervising senior editor. The director of afternoon programming is Richard L. Harris.